Ksuvos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hayu ba mumin va'odav beveis avia. If the woman had these blemishes when she was still in her father's house, ha'av tzarech lavi raya, shemishen is arsa noldu ba mumah halalu, then the father of the woman has to bring proof that these blemishes only started to occur in the woman after she got engaged, after she was betrothed, of v'nistafcha sadeyu, and therefore it is the husband's field, so to speak, that withered. Nichnas al rishas habaal. However, once the woman has entered into the area of her husband, to the husband's house, habaal tzarech lahavi raya she'ad shel nisarsa hayu b'mumin elu. The burden of proof now is on the husband to prove that these deformities already occurred in this woman before they got married. And therefore, it was a unfair sale. It was a mistaken sale, the marriage. That's Reb Meir's opinion. And the Chacham say, when do we say this? In other words, when do we say that the husband's allowed to claim that he did not know about these blemishes, and therefore it's a mekach tos? When we're talking about blemishes that are hidden, that are in private, if these are blemishes that can be seen publicly, he can't make that claim because he should have known. If there's a bathhouse in the city, he also can't say that he didn't know about any hidden blemishes, because he should have asked about her from the other people who attend the bathhouse and therefore would know about these blemishes. Suvos Perek Zayim Mishnah Tes. Hayishin Oldu Bo Mumin, a man that developed blemishes, in Kofno Solahotzi, he does not have to get divorced. We do not force him to get divorced. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Vamurim, when do we say this? B'mumin Haktanim, when it comes to small blemishes. Ava B'mumin Hagdolim, when it comes to large blemishes, Kofno So Lahotzi, we force him to get divorced.